Welcome back. You know, it's a very social worky episode. This episode, I got a special guest all the way from Atlanta, the A. You know, I'm gonna let her introduce herself. She is a newer social worker, you know what I'm saying? But she ain't a baby social worker, you know. She here to help the babies, you know what I'm saying? We all about helping the baby social workers, meeting people in school looking to be social workers. So go ahead, I'm gonna let her introduce herself. Go ahead.
For sure. So, hi guys. My name is Bianca Hannon, and I graduated with my master's in social work back in 2021. I had started out as a therapist, but now I am more so in like policy and HIV social work. So, like, very niche area. Something that I did not think I would do. And yeah, right. Sometimes we have like thoughts, right, about how our career is gonna go, and then hey, it just goes left. So that is what happened to me. And so yeah, you guys will hear about my journey and yeah. What I do, which is a lot. So
that's what's up. Okay. And how did you get into social work? Like how was like that? Like, you know, like, well, I'm assuming, like you said, you were a therapist at first, but right. You know, how was like that, you know, decision to be like, you know what, I'm gonna go ahead and get my master's degree and become
sure. So right, every social worker I know always starts like, oh, right, I just want to change the world, right? And like help people or whatever. That was my thought, but my thought did not include social work. Like, I thought I was going to be a doctor, right? Pediatrician, helping the kids. And then now I took microbiology and public health and failed the crap out that class. And I said, this is not what I want to do. And so in college, where I changed my major 5 times, I had ended up being a psychology major. And so in my first semester of my senior year of college, finally, I took this class called Careers in Psychology, and we had a guest speaker who was a social worker. And I mean, the way he talked about social work, I thought that was the best thing on the planet, right? And so that is when I had spoke to some of the therapists at my job, who were social workers. Back then I was working at a psychiatric residential. And so then, yeah, after that, I had, right, applied to school. I applied to one program and I said, look, right, if I should be in this program, it'll happen. If not, then we'll see.
Right.
And then lo and behold, right, I got in, and I got a full ride. So I am just like, all right, you know, might as well go.
Right.
And while in school, my program was a very much clinical based. And right. So we learned, right, all of the, what is it, interventions, right? And then now when I went out in the field to like practice, I said, this is not it. Like, this is not what I want to do. This is not how I want to help. And so that is when I had started to think more broadly, right? And my mindset was more so in like macro social work, so like making those changes on a more broader level. And so that's where I am now.
For sure. Okay. So when you said that you had that like that aha moment, like, oh, I really want to do this, what was that moment? I just had a curiosity.
It was a mixture of both the lecture in that class, also too, right? Again, I was working at a psychiatric residential, and so I was working with these kids who were diagnosed with all of these things, right? Like, right, bipolar, right, OCD, and like depression, and like, and these are kids, you know, these are literal 13 through like 17 year olds. And I even also had some who were as young as like 6. And so that just kind of like broke my heart. And right, I'm just like, dang, like I really have to do something. And so that is when I said, right, I'm gonna be a therapist. But life did not allow me to stay there long.
Right, for sure. Okay, so you was in class. You didn't even get to the to the you just like in class. You was like, nah, I can't. Like this ain't gonna be it, right? I mean, you had that job at
Oh, that's
the psych
the thing.
hospital.
And that's it, though. That is it, though, right? I was okay. So my second year internship was like was at a excuse me, at a clinic. And that was probably the most stressful internship I've had, right? Like
Right.
it was stressful. And it's like, I am not saying this to right, deter anybody from being a therapist. No, right? If you want to, go ahead. I did, and I just realized that wasn't for me. And that is okay. So, yeah.
For sure. I made it to the, like private practice kind of stage where I was like, you know what? Like it was like too like, well, I don't wanna, it just wasn't for me. You know what I'm saying? Like
Exactly.
the paperwork. I feel like that part wasn't for me. Like me talking to people or me like, helping the people.
Documentation.
Right,
Yeah.
documentation, knowing that like people are watching like, my every move, you know what I'm saying? Like it felt too like medical field for me. You know what I'm saying? Like I felt like the protection of a doctor or so,
That's
but that's
real,
me
yeah.
though. But anyway, okay, so you're in school, you figure out you want to do more macro practice. How did you like pivot into like, the macro space?
Now that was the hard part, right? And so, okay, so my first year internship in a school, I was working at an HIV clinic. I never thought I would work with people living with HIV, you know, homeless people, right? But like that work, I liked it, right? It felt meaningful. And so then second year, right, I was a therapist, and again, I'm like, nah, right? Like this is not for me. And so, right, I got a job. When I graduated, I got a job, a good job. But the first week at that job, I was like, I don't like it here. And so I quit that job in the first week. Then I got a job at my internship, where I was a therapist, and I got hired to do like office work because they knew that I did not want to do therapy. And so I did office work, and my manager was not it. So I quit that job. And then now, I was on Facebook, And I stumbled across a group called Macro Social Workers United. And I saw somebody had posted a job, right? A remote job, to basically what I do now. So like, policy, right? HIV social work and like project management, work. And so I said, oh, I can leverage my first year internship, right,
Here we go.
to get this role. So that is what I did. It was four rounds of interviews. I was scared. I was like, man, like I have never had to do four rounds of interviews for anything. And so I'm just like, four rounds is kind of OD, right?
Right, not for real.
Like OD. But right, I made it, right, and I'm here. Now, what I will say is I didn't know the full scope of my job for like the first 3 months. Like they were just throwing things at me for like the first 3 months. But once I got in and I kind of figured things out and just like how I work with other people, right? Other people's working styles, it got easier, right? And I have been there now for the past 2 years and I'm still there.
Okay. Now you talk about leverage, leveraging your internship. I feel like that's the key because, like, no disrespect to these schools, but I mean, if they will, they'll put you wherever just because you got to have an internship, right? But I was told, while I was in school, I had the privilege to have an MSW boss,
Oh, nice.
before my internship started, right? And she was like, "You got to use that in like I would suggest you intern wherever, like whatever kind of work you're trying to do, you know what I'm saying? I would suggest, that you intern at a place that's similar or a place that you want to work." Now, so like at the time, I thought I was going to be a therapist, you know what I'm saying? Which I mean, well, whatever, right? So at the time, I interned at a rehab, and then I was like, well, I want to do a school social work internship because I might want to do that too. So I did that, and I leveraged that school social work internship to like a role in the school, so
Of course.
but I wish I would have did like one macro and one micro internship, and because I feel like that would have been a better mix. Now, like, so like
For
if
sure.
you're in school, you're listening, you know what I'm saying, I would suggest that you do one micro internship and one macro meso internship,
For sure.
just because you never know where your career is going to take you, you know what I'm saying? So
Like me, right? Because
right,
I
you know.
had, like, right? I had no clue I would be back working in HIV.
Right.
But yeah, right? So my first year internship, oh, I was doing everything, right? I was doing groups, okay? I was doing social media management, right? Like I was doing landscape surveys. Like I was doing everything.
Right.
And so that was really good for me to like leverage it during the interviews because I did everything that they had needed, right? Except for the like policy piece. Like that was something I was brand new to, but like they were also willing to teach me. Also, too, macro social work is not just policy, right? It is not just grant writing. Like, even though I do both at work, it is not just that, right? Like, I am also learning like project management, right? DEI stuff, right? Social justice, like, right? I'm also planning conferences. Like, it is really much more than just policy and grant writing. And like, whatever you are passionate about, you can work in your passion. Like, you can. And that's just that. So.
All right, okay. So like where do you see yourself in the next couple of years? You know what I'm saying? Like do you see yourself in this role at a bigger scale? Do you want to go national? Like work for like the National Association of Social Work or ASWB or something like
Yeah.
that or
Yeah, so my ultimate goal is well, I have two goals. So my first goal is to work for Mental Health America, right? Because my passion is mental health.
Right.
But I don't like therapy. And so, right, I do want to work for them doing a like program management role. And then my other goal is to run for Congress.
Okay, here
And
we go.
right, just advocate and like push for mental health legislature for both therapists and for clients, because I think therapists should be paid more. Right, also too, right, insurance companies, they need to have somebody in their behind because they are just crazy to work with.
Right.
But right, I do want to add that voice to Congress. So like that is my goal too, because I also think that social workers should be in state and like federal government roles. So that's just me though.
No, yeah, you ain't lying about that. I mean, we do have a very famous one that's a social worker, but
Yeah.
she has jumped the shark. She's in there doing all kind of crooked stuff and
Yeah.
but it's because she ain't, I don't think she's from like I know like when you're from the community and you be a social worker, it feels different
It's
because
different.
like right, you know what I'm saying? Like because it's like because you can be a person who like who's experienced some stuff, seen some stuff with your own eyes, like, man, I want to change this. Or you're a person that looks from like an ivory tower and you're like, oh, I want to go
Exactly.
down there and save those people. And
Exactly.
you do it for like, because to some social workers, this is just a job. You know what I'm saying? Which
Right,
that's
right.
fine, you know what I'm saying? But that also comes with like, your heart's not in it. So when it's time to like, like I can't even know her name, Cinema, whatever she's doing. You know what I'm saying? She's like, whatever, this is it.
Right.
I'm in Congress. I got my bag. I
Yeah.
vote no on $15 minimum wage. Like, I thought that was crazy for like a social worker to vote no on $15
It
minimum wage. Like, then that's the least you
is.
could
It
do.
is.
But like,
Okay.
but like I said, when when this is just like a major for you, like even like most people that I know, like really like want, to see change, and just more
Yeah.
do more than walk,
Exactly.
walk the walk. But
Exactly.
everybody gonna be
Exactly.
that way, so
Exactly. Exactly. I
but.
mean, yeah, right? I mean, I've met some social workers who are literally just so, they are just so oblivious to like real like problems and like issues, and they're also nonchalant about it. And I'm just like, how can you just not care as a social worker? Like,
Right. You could do anything else.
what do, you could have been literally anything else, and you chose to be in this profession for what? Because you don't care. Like,
Right. Yeah, it's confusing. You know what I'm saying? It really is. But okay, so those your goals, Congress, like when, like how you preparing for a Congress run?
So again, leveraging my job, right? So I work for a national TA firm. So right, that is doing training and technical assistance, right? And so I work with a lot of federal partners, right? I have met many stakeholders, and so I am leveraging those relationships, right? And just putting myself out there and just also manifesting, right? Manifesting and just like trying to be as social and just like be as open about my goals, right, and my passions, and just see where life takes me, right? Because also too, as part of the conference, which is the National Conference on Social Work and HIV/AIDS, this year in May, we are going to Disney. We do have a federal piece that we always do every year. And so, right, I am like always talking to people who work in the government, which is where I want to be one day. And so, right, again, just like leveraging those partnerships, because in this life, it is mainly about who you know,
Right.
right? Who you know and like who knows you. So, like, you should put yourself out there, right? Find those mentors, find those people in the roles that you want to be in, and right, and just talk to them, like just talk, and just see where that conversation leads you. So
Oh, okay. So you work with like congressmen and have a conversation over a Mickey Mouse
That's
beignet,
right. That's
and they was
right.
like, "Oh, you know what? You should." He was like,
You
"Maybe
should do
I
this. Yeah. Yeah.
should."
'Cause back in 2022, we were in New Orleans for the conference. And
Right.
so that was fun. And then this year, we were in DC. And
Okay.
so, like, right, DC, that's where all of these federal people are, right?
Right.
And so just being there for the week, right, I might as well leverage these partnerships, like,
Right,
right?
yeah.
So one thing that I will say is to always put your best foot forward, because you never know who is watching you, right? And so leveraging partnerships and like building those relationships, that is really how you advance your career. So
For sure.
that's right. That's my little nugget.
For sure, for sure. Everybody that I know that's like, you know, like my guy, Trey, you know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? He's an LCSW, but he's a professor
Yep.
because someone he knew, right? You know what I'm
Yep.
saying? Other people, my guy, you know, my guy Doc Bell, you know what I'm saying? He got a big Google, you know, play because somebody he knew,
Nice.
right? You know what I'm saying? So like people
Exactly.
you gotta know these people, right? You know, so yeah, you're right. It is about leveraging, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, shout out to the Fab Five, Trey, James, Jabri. Shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all all doing big things. But we all doing big things because people we know, right? You know what I'm saying?
Right,
You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? You know, my job as a school social worker, I knew somebody who worked for this district, and it was like, oh, I know him. You know what I'm saying? He does this, this, and this, and this. So
Yep.
all I had to do was like, I was hired before it was even like that day they called me. You want to do an interview? I was like, damn, I just applied like 10 minutes ago. So, you know, so yeah, you're right about that. You know, and I feel like, you know, I know this is your interview, but I'm gonna say this. I feel like you know, networking and like working a room is something that I can do better in. I feel like I go to these places and you know, like I've seen people like do like masterful work and like you know, hitting the room and like
Yeah.
making moves and they're sitting they
Yep.
and they working tables. I'm just in the corner like, man, like this is cool. But I don't know, maybe that's, you know, it's definitely something I could work on. But you're right though. Like, you know, you gotta network, you gotta meet people, you gotta reach out, you know, because you never know for sure.
And right, and the thing is, oh man, back in high school, I was a very shy person. I was
Really?
shy, I was quiet, and I was always ashamed, because I, excuse me, because I stutter, right? And like, I just never want other people to think that I like don't know what I'm talking about, but like I can't help my stutter, right? And so this role really like forced me out of my shell, right? I did grow out of my shell some back in college, due to my sorority, right? Like I had no choice. But right, but like work is different.
Yeah, for
Okay,
sure.
like right, I am getting paid to talk to these people. Like I truly don't have a choice. And so just like getting out of my shell, right? I just realized like I have a pretty dope personality and like people gravitate, right, towards me. And so I can't be shy, right? Because here I am, right? All of these great ideas and like thoughts and just like again building these relationships that I don't know, right, if I'll need in the future. Boom. One thing that had happened this past week, right? So back in my master's program, I had won this scholarship, right? And so the faculty for that scholarship, right? Like she is super dope, great, right? But I haven't spoken to her since then. This past week, I was talking to one of my colleagues, because we are planning a like regional conference and like we had needed somebody to speak on health equity. And so she said, right, a name. And I said, hold up, I know her, right? The name is like the same faculty I was working with for this scholarship. And I completely forgot about this woman, like, right? But, right? But like, she said her name. I said, hold up, I know her, yo. Like, what? And so, right, when I had reached out, oh, like, right, she was happy to hear from me. And like, now, right, she will be the speaker for the conference. But it's like, again, like leveraging those relationships that you don't know if like you will need them, right? Because again, life be life. Okay, life be life. And like you could think you are going somewhere and life is like, huh, you thought, right? And so like you just never know who like you will have to lean on in the future. So
That's
that's
a
all I'm gonna
fact.
say on
That's a fact. Hey, I love that. I love that. Hey, say, I forgot about this woman. I need to go ahead and holler at her and
Hey,
book.
I did. Like,
Man,
I
for
pushed right
real.
in.
For real. Well, I mean, from a fellow stutterer, you know what I'm saying? You come to a crossroads where you gotta just say, I gotta do it. You know?
Right.
Mine
I
was
do.
in college, like my fourth full year, because I went for like 4.5 years. So like my fourth
Okay.
full year, the beginning, I was like, man, like I like well. Maybe my third, but I was like, man, like, like, yes, I know I stutter, but like, I really can't. I don't have a choice but like to kind of figure out and like want to talk in front of people because like, me being quiet, this is definitely a 20-year-old saying, but I was like, me being quiet, it ain't gonna get me paid, it ain't gonna get me laid.
Right. No, my facts.
I was like, all right, I gotta figure out some way to like to get comfortable and like if you have a moment where like you have like because as a stutterer, right, like you have a moment where like where that stutter is like, whoa, bro,
Yeah, like that thing is
yo,
taking over.
you bugged out right now, but you gotta just learn how to cope and move on, you know what
Exactly.
I'm saying? So, and look
Exactly.
at you now, like you about to go to Disney, you know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? So like let me know about the Disney, because I mean, I love Disneyland. I never been to Disney, Florida, but I love Disneyland, and I would love to get paid to go there for a conference, you know what I'm saying? So let me know how that, you know what I'm saying? Like, what you about to be doing down there?
So, all right. So, all right, with that conference, like I said, it is the National Conference on Social Work and HIV AIDS. And so I am in charge of the content and the sponsorships, right? And so for the content, like I am choosing all of the sessions and like what times and right, all of that stuff. And so we are focusing this year on like right, social justice, because of like all of those like laws out in Florida, they suck, right? And it's like our target demographic is LGBTQ plus, right? And so like we are going down there to like advocate right, and just doing everything from a social justice lens. And so and that that came about, I would like to think, because of me. Because when I heard we were going to Florida, I said, hold up, wait a minute, like why would we go there, right? But then now as I thought more, I'm just like, okay, right, since it seems like this can't change, okay, I right, I will just make the best out of it, right? I guess. And so, like, students, right? If you want to submit an abstract, go ahead. right? Get your faculty, right? Involved, right? Because we need, well, I want, okay, I will say it like that. I want content about like social justice and like advocacy and just like how to advocate, right, as a baby social worker, like, right, what can you do? Because I feel like people think advocacy is just like going to the White House and like, right, and like having these signs of, like, no, like, you don't always have to do that. And right. So, right, I just, again, I do think that the conference will be impactful because one, we are in right, Orlando.
Right.
Orlando is a pretty decent city overall. And so being there in the right Disney Springs resort, like, yeah, we will definitely advocate there. Like, I that week I'm gonna get no sleep, right? I'm gonna get absolutely no sleep, but it's because I don't just want to go there and just like be there just to be there, right? Like, we have a purpose there. And so, yeah, like, right, we're gonna go there, gonna have our conference and stuff, but two, at the same time, we are also going to advocate and like right, support those businesses, right, who are owned by the Black and brown communities, right, as well as the LGBTQ plus. So that is my only goal, right? Like, I don't care right. about anything else, like, you know. So yeah, that was a lot, but you know,
it's all good, you know, because I did ask you what you're gonna be doing. And if you're doing a lot, you know what I'm saying, let it be known, you know. You know, okay, so I used to, you know, ask this question to social workers. So I think I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna ask it to you. If you can get rid of any like kind of what do we call them in social work? Any kind of problem in the world, you know what I'm saying? I'm you know, like the actual term of it escaping my brain right now, starts early, but like if you can get rid of any kind of problem in the world, like if your social work job really did what you wanted it to do and changed the world, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I would. There's a lot. But if I had to choose one, the one that is on my brain right now is to increase the pay of social workers. Because we do a lot more than just listen to people vent. Like, that is not our only job. Like, we work in so many settings. And like, I just wish that people understood like the full vast scope of like everything we can do. But I also would combat homelessness and like how, excuse me, homelessness and houselessness, because everybody deserves a place to live, right? I have been homeless. Like, everybody deserves somewhere to lay their head that is safe, that is warm, that is comfortable, right? And it's like working at that clinic during my first year internship, where I did groups for people who were homeless living with HIV. Like, I did so much. Like, I would, right, buy them food, right? So they have like a warm meal, right? Because they've been like, yeah, like it's just bad. And like, I know that nowadays rent is skyrocketing, mortgages is skyrocketing, right? Interest rates are through the roof. Like, it is not ideal. But I feel like that is also a part of the issue, because we have rents that are like $2,000 and up for a 2x2.
Right.
Right? Like, it is crazy. And it's like, people literally cannot afford to live in these places. Like,
yeah,
how can we have rent that is $2,000, right? But they want people to make three times the rent, which is $6,000 a month.
Right.
Which
the
is
logic,
72,000.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Right. Which, like, is, the logic in the math is like not.
It's not mathing, right?
Yeah.
Because that is 72,000 per year.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you a bunch of people who make under that.
Right. Right.
Right.
And, I mean, even like the average is way below that. You know,
the average is like 45K.
Right.
That makes no sense. Like,
right. And if you make 72 a year, that don't mean you got $2,000 to spend on rent because of taxes.
Hello?
And, you know,
taxes, you know, right?
Other bills, you
like,
know?
Right? Taxes, right? Child care, food. Like, it is a lot. Like, but I don't know. Like, it just feels like nobody cares for you, right? Yeah. And then it's like, you have these shelters that suck. Some of these shelters, I'm like, dog, like, do y'all even care about the people? Like,
right.
So, yeah, like, I just, and it's like, too, because I've been there, right? Because I've been there, I'm just like, yo, this is ridiculous. Like, right. This make no sense to spend half of your check on rent.
Right.
Right.
You want us to like spend more money other places. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want us to like, damn, like leave my, like, you, like, people be beating the shit out of my check. Like, leave it alone. Like, yeah.
Hello?
You want me to have a car? Want me to do this? Want me to do that?
You want me to do everything.
You want me to be educated, rent. You know what I'm saying? You want me?
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, right, all of that too, right? All of that contributes to the mental health of like people. Like, right. We don't have adequate pay.
Mm-hmm.
Rent is through the roof. Mortgages is crazy, right? Because like right now, this is a seller's market. It is not a buyer's market at all.
Right.
So like, that's crazy. Like, right? People are moving back home to like live with their parents because it is insane.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it, you know, those, right, who are fortunate enough to, you know.
Right. Yeah, that's true, because you might not be fortunate enough to do that.
You might not have parents, right? Might not have family. And it's like, people aren't thinking like this, which is why I need to be in Congress. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to be, right, advocating for everything I am passionate about, because, oh my goodness, like, it's crazy. Like, it's sad out here. It's sad for real.
Yeah.
It don't make no sense. So,
well, yeah, well, boom. That response, pay social workers more, because we out here advocating for everything. And, you know, homelessness, everybody do, you know, my pinned tweet is, you know, all I want is everybody to have, you know, food, clothes, and shelter. You know what I'm saying?
That's like, it!
You know, we so critical about homelessness and stuff like that, but it's like, anyway, I'm not, I won't go there. I won't do that to us, but I do feel the same way about, you know, saying homelessness and like just kind of the market and how like no one is seeing, like, you know, like the reason why homelessness is so high is because it costs so much to live, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, but I digress. But anyway, I appreciate you for joining me on this morning. I know it's early, you know what I'm saying? And I just wanted to hear your story, you know what I'm saying? When I asked that a question about who wanted to come on the pod, you was very, like, the first one, you was like, boom, put me in the game. So I was like,
me. All right,
So, you know, I got you, and I appreciate you. You definitely, I always think about what I'm going to do after I leave this school, and I'm like, man, I kind of want a job where they send me to motherfucking D.C. You know, man, I want to do shit like that, you know, but so I'll definitely be looking out, you know what I'm saying, and I'll be in touch.
Cool. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Peace.
Later.